what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here's Lee. Lee, did you have a big thing in your town when you were growing up or near where you lived at all?
A big thing?
Yeah. We used to have the big bull here.
We had the big cigarette.
You what?
No joke. We had the big cigarette. Because back in the day in Myrtleford, we grew tobacco. And there's like this big processing facility there. And we had the big cigarette, mate.
That is so funny in today's politically correct world.
Yeah. It's gone now, though. Cigarette. But
how big was it? Like, was it
massive.
Was it sort of horizontal? Was it on an angle?
It was vertical. It was straight up. And yeah, it was huge. It was probably twice the height of like a lamppost sort of thing. It was.
Very impressive. Can I tell you one of my favourite stories? You know, you get asked to speak at service clubs, you know, like Rotary or Lions or whatever. And I tell this story, and people in the room, particularly if they're new to the area, they end up that they're crying. They cannot believe this happened. When we do OBs, normally the technician, you go out with a technician like Bodge Wood or I Wood or, you know, Jack Wood or whatever, and you have a look for the best spot. Where can you get power? Where can you get a line? I'm at the Big Bull. They used to have this Big Bull out at Warhart, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't go. So Daryl, the old technician, is a lovely bloke. Morning, Daryl. Morning, Chris. He goes out and sets it up. We go out the next day. Farmer John slept in. I've had to go in through the window of the joint to get the power on. But where Daryl had set us up, it was amazing because it was okay before the wind got up.
Mm.
We were perched under the Big Bull, but when the wind got up, its testicles would swing. And you had to keep ducking and make sure
really?
You didn't put your head up at the wrong moment. Now, people from other countries, can you imagine what they think of this joint?
Couldn't tell you, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll
it's
go
amazing.
From bull's testicles to the front pages of the papers.
Oh, what a contrast.
Yeah.
In the Daily Telegraph, gangland investigation, Sydney's United Nations of Crime. Sydney is now considered such a soft and lucrative target by the world's most notorious gangs that rival nationalities are even putting aside bad blood to team up and share the spoils of tandem operations. And also, time to end school days. A landmark overhaul of how our classrooms operate will focus on individualised learning and finally updating the 20th century industrial model of school that is holding our kids back. A similar headline in the Sydney Morning Herald, schools face radical fix. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will push for a radical overhaul of the Australian curriculum after endorsing a blueprint by businessman David Gonski to fix the country's lagging school system. And revenue surge puts Treasurer in pole position for tax cuts. A humongous lift in Australia's tax take has put Turnbull government in the best position to deliver personal income tax in 9 years.
Did they use the word humongous on a national daily paper?
Humongous.
That is amazing.
And it's in quotation marks, so I suppose it's a ScoMo word. But
The world is changing, and I don't know if I like
it's
it.
A brave new
All
word.
Right, and locally with you, Lee?
Absolutely, and expressions of interest are now being put forward. For those thinking they might have koalas living on their property, and those are now being called for, the Biodiversity Conservation Trust is making $2 million available for those in the region to be handed out among those willing to manage their marsupials in perpetuity. The focus is on areas east of the Pacific Highway from Crescent Head south to Laurieton. So if you've got koalas on your property, you could possibly be paid for looking after those areas where you've got koalas. So,
imagine cool. You've seen The Life of Brian, haven't you? I've got five. I've got ten.
Yeah.
Thank you. Details coming up.